Hello and welcome to week 5 of Al Sirhan podcast. This podcast is to share my reflection on the world of middle class, and the topic for this week is about the movement toward free and open source softwares. The structure of the class for this week was different from previous week. The whole period was divided into 5 mini conferences, during which students in the class participated as panelists, and they were assigned the roles of people involved in open source movement. I think using this structure or this technique in the class was really useful and helpful, because everyone in the class had the chance to participate and represent a position or the opinions of someone who is involved in the open source software movement. The topics for the mini conferences that we had in the class were first one was about the cathedral and the bizarre models, and the second conference was about the open source cause at EduCause. And the third conference was about the movement of open source from North America to China. And then the topic for the conference was innovate looks at open sources and schools and beyond. And finally, the last conference was about titled an intimate session with the founders of open source movement. During one of these sessions, I had the chance to play the role of Eric Raymond, who is the author of the Cathedral and the Bizarre article. And in another conference, I played the role of Larry Lesage, who is a Harvard law professor and the founder of the Free Culture Movement, and he is also the with his colleague, one of the founding members for the Creative Commons organizations, and that was a response to the restrictions in the copyright laws. All the sessions were informative and really useful to understand some of the challenges and the problems related to the open source movement. To give some examples of the topics and the issues that were raised during these conferences. During the first sessions, different views and different positions and disagreement was demonstrated, and related, and these issues were all related to the effectiveness of using open source models to develop useful software. Also, in the second session, which was about EduCause, the students discussed some of the problems, and I was really interested about one issue in particular, which is related to finding or related to the finding practical applications or different applications in educational institutions. From bringing different ideas of open sources software together. The third lessons also provided some information about the case in China for open sources and how the Chinese government didn't trust the US-based softwares and US-based systems. And the open source solutions was really the study of open source solutions and system was really growing, and affected the economy and helped improve reduce the cost of the software in China. For the last session, I was one of the participants, and I took the role of Larry Lesage, whom had challenged the copyright laws in the U.S. Supreme Law and the U.S. Supreme Court. And despite his defeat in that court, he founded the Creative Commons organizations to represent a balanced view of the copyrights between two extreme positions. The first one is the position that represents the all right reserved, which according to Lasage stands in the face of cultural production and technological innovations. And the other extreme view was represented by the no rights respected. So Creative Commons advocates the some right reserved viewpoint, and the organization provide licensing systems in order to allow creators communicate with others about which kind of rights that they would like to reserve and which kind of rights they would like to waive for the benefits of others. I will stop at this point for today's podcast, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.